back to episode 7 of the Beaver Dam. I'm your host, Patrick Spellman, joined alongside Grant Ingham. Grant, how you doing today?
Great, Pat. How are you?
Not too bad. Pretty sore after our game today, which we'll get into here in a little bit. But I think, Grant, I think we should just hop right into it. I know we had a busy week of sports, especially compared to last week. So let's go ahead, get into it, and see how things go. So we are going to start off with men's golf, then go into cross country. We are going to save women's golf until next week because we don't have full results back from them on today's match. And then we are going to go into softball and then finish with men's soccer. But darkness halted day one of the Kyle Ryman Memorial on Monday, October 5th, after a two-hour fog delay pushed the start time back at Tiffin, Ohio, on a day when many of the area's school canceled classes. Bluffton made it through the first 18 without a hitch, but the fog delay kept the Beavers from completing all 36 holes on Monday.
Sophomore Clay Quailhorse led the Beavers with an 80 on the first 18 Monday. Junior Spencer Daniels was two shots back of him with an 82, while senior Dakota Pratt and sophomore Nathan Eberle checked in with identical 85s. Nick Offenberger rounded out with the Bluffton 5 with an 88 for round one.
They did finish with a 332 on the first 18. And then on day two, day two of the 54-hole tournament that needed the morning to finish up the second 18 holes from Monday, thanks to the two-hour fog delay from the day before. The Beavers finished their second Monday round with a 337 on Tuesday morning before carding another 337 on the final 18. Consistency was the name of the game for Bluffton, as all 15 rounds were scored between 80 and 89. The 54 records fell as Bluffton shattered the school record with a 1,006 on Monday and Tuesday, dropping 36 strokes off previous mark of 1,042, set at the 2019 HCHC Championships. Quailhorse, 250, and Daniels, 251, both went lower than Carter Mumbauer's school mark of 253 for 54 holes.
Junior Nick Offenberger carded an 82 for the best round from the middle 18 holes, and 83 by Nathan Eberle was the prime score from Bluffton on the final 18. Offenberger and Spencer Daniels were both a stroke back at 84, while Clay Quailhorse finished with an 86 for a team low 250 at the two-day tournament. Daniels was one stroke back of the pace with a 251. Eberle and Offenberger both finished the tournament at 254. Senior Dakota Pratt rounded out the Beaver 5 with a 261.
And the Beavers will be back in action tomorrow, Monday, October 12th, when the Beavers head to Sylvania for the Lord's Fall Invitational, which is their last event of this fall. We are going to move on now to cross country. The Bluffton University cross country team was back in action on Saturday, October 10th at Saltzman Stadium, where they took part in an inter-squad 1,600-meter race.
The women kicked off first and were led by freshman Jenna Freewalt, who ran an impressive time of 6:02 after the race. Jenna said, "I felt pretty good about the race as a whole. My legs were a little tired going into it, and it was a little windy, but overall I was just happy that I was able to get closer to my PR and get some more practice racing." Freshman Miranda Billman also had a great day, finished second for the ladies with a time of 6:15. The freshman trio of Brownrigg, Barnes, and Knoll capped off the scoring five for the women.
The men followed soon after the women and were led by freshman Ethan Lai, who ran 4:43. He was closely followed by freshman Alex Montross, who finished with a time of 4:45. Montross had a very solid start to his freshman year and had this to say after the race: "It was fun to compete with my teammates and continue to push each other to do our best." Third place went to sophomore Britton Boyle, who was followed by freshman Carter Ritchie and sophomore Max Chandler, who finished within 1 second of each other to close out the men's scoring five. The Beavers are back in action from 2 Sundays from now at 3 p.m. at Saltzman Stadium. Like I said, home events are no fans allowed, but go ahead, and they do have a live stream there if you want to watch the cross-country runners run on Sunday, October 25th. We are going to talk about a spring sport who actually had some fall games this week. The Beavers were host to Adrian College on Saturday. On a beautiful Saturday, October 10th, Adrian took the lid lifter 8-2 before Bluffton rolled to a 12-2 victory in Game 2.
Bobby Adams provided the offense in Game 1 with a bomb to center field in the fourth inning. She followed that up with an RBI single in the seventh that plated senior Sydney Bowen. Adams went 3-for-4 with two RBIs in the opening game.
Sophomore Aaron Norman took the loss after allowing 6 runs on 13 hits and 6 innings of work. Bluffton scored in 5 of 6 innings en route to a dominating 12-2 victory in the nightcap. Baker unloaded with a 2-run shot in the first frame before the Beavers plastered a 5 spot on the scoreboard in the third frame. Lily Tate delivered with a 2-run double down the right field line as Bluffton led 8-2 just after 3 innings.
Senior Riley Langstaff drove in 2 with her double to left center in the 6th, and Baker followed up with an RBI single to left that made the final score 12-2. Getting it done in the circle was senior Katie McCord, who went 5 innings, giving up just 2 runs on 7 hits with a pair of punch-outs. Junior Molly Bollinger wrapped a bow on it with 2 innings in shutout relief.
Baker torched the Bulldogs with 5 RBIs, while sophomore Marissa Avul scored 3 times. McCord helped herself with 2 hits and 2 RBIs. Tate and Langstaff both drove in a pair of runs for the victors. Sophomore Sammy Urban crossed the dish twice in the game, too, making a pair of highlight reel grabs at shortstop with sophomore Emily Dyson. Bluffton will cap off its 2020 fall slate when it returns the favor with a trip to Adrian College on Friday, October 19th. So that is this Friday. And all we have to finish things up will be the men's soccer. Grant, what happened today in our game?
I mean, 1-1 was the final result. Pretty fair, even contest between us and Adrian. Felt pretty good about it. Felt very good to get back out there competing against another team. I thought we played pretty well for our first game together with the new coach, and all that was pretty good.
Scoring for the Beavers was Hunter Coffey with the assist from Dalton Tainer. That happened in about the 15-minute mark of the game. Beavers did hold on to a lead until 4 seconds left in the game when the Bulldogs were able to tie it to finish with a score of 1-1. It was an absolute heartbreak, but that was Adrian's 5th game of this fall. As for the Beavers, it was their first game of this fall. Beavers will host in a doubleheader. Both men's and women's soccer will host Adrian College on Saturday. That will be live streamed, so right now, as we said, no fans at the games, so you will not be able to make it out. But please tune into the live stream, and we will try to provide that for you, and that will be provided for you guys. And hopefully both Beaver teams can come out with a win. Next week, we will have lots of coverage as the volleyball team will be in action, the softball team will be in action, men's and women's soccer will be in action, as well as men's golf. So we will have a lot to talk about next week. Grant, do you have anything else?
Nope, that's about it.
And that wraps up this episode of the Beaver Dam. We thank you for listening and encourage you to come back and listen to us next Sunday. Check out previous podcasts, search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play, The Wit 961 Podcast at Bluffton University. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Beaver Dam 961. For more stories and information, check out our website, bluffdenwit.com, and subscribe. This has been Patrick Spillman, joined along with Grant Ingham, and we thank you for listening to 96.1 The Wit.
Roll Beast.